B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Walt Dick, where you at?
51575.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I've been here at the Carolina Ale House all evening, and I was able to catch up with some fans that may or may not be diehard fans, but they're having one heck of a ride.
An exhilarated mix of longtime Canes fans.
You are a diehard Canes fan.
I am. Go Canes!
And those who are just happy to join in all the fun.
I wasn't as big of a fan as I was this past year, but really seeing them take off has been great.
Some fans have even convinced their best friends to root on the Canes.
So I have lots of people, even though they're not hockey fans, call and congratulate me after the guys won. And so I have people checking on the Hurricanes, even though they're not fans.
And Hamilton the Pig, the Canes' good luck charm, was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House. Canes fans were very happy to see him here supporting the team.
Just a good old boy.
Face-off, hook check by a charging Johansson.
Never meaning no harm.
Now to the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! His first career playoff goal, a laser, 1-0 Bruins.
Changing the curve.
Back up top for Krejci, right circle, Marchand, one-timer. Out in front, they score! Draw, far corner, it's centered, Marchand centered.
That's just a little bit more than the level of...
They score! Patrice Bergeron! Upside, it's center ice slate, set it up for Niederreiter. The Bruins get command of it, it's kicked toward the slot! This puck is going to float in! The Boston Bruins with an empty net goal!
Hockey!
Wagner's got it into the far circle, walks in, he scores! And the horn is going to sound here at TD Garden.
Just a little bit more than the law will allow.
The Boston Bruins come from behind. A four-goal outburst in the third period. Have taken game one of the Eastern Conference Final by a score of 5-2 over the Carolina Hurricanes.
And it really is something magical about this Canes team, the way that they have gelled, the way that they are playing in this postseason. Hamilton the Pig was here tonight. Maybe that had something to do with it.
I've never felt worse for Jimmy Roenick.
Oh, man. They dropped him right in the middle of that. I feel really bad for him.
I mean, you know what?
He had to be so hammered at the end of that.
They turned him into Rick Riley yesterday. Because he's standing there and he's like, he's got the pig. Hamilton, hey, we got the pig mascot. Whoa, looks like we're going to interview the pig. I mean, this has gotten so utterly ridiculous. And everything you find out about the Canes fans is like this sad video of like these like old ladies standing in a parking lot.
Yeah.
With like a sign that says, I love hockey, that they printed on their computer.
I mean, just victims. Every one of them. Victimized. So victimized. Supporting a columnist that covers the Hurricanes, which is like selling sand in the desert. No one cares.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yesterday was another fun day of all of that stuff, which was great and interesting. But man, that was fun. That third period was good television.
Dougie Hamilton is
couldn't real happen hero. To a nicer guy.
Dougie Hamilton, a nice couple of penalties there. Well, you know, not the most egregious penalties in the world.
That second one really. I both of them were coin flips at best.
Yeah, well,
one was a little more questionable than the other.
Yeah, but questionable. I mean, that's neither of them you looked at and went, "Wow, that's obvious."
But that's the way they were calling the game last night.
I know.
I mean, they were sticking to it.
Everything was close. I agree. But I think Hamilton has a right to be pissed about both of them.
Well, you know, that's up to their penalty kill, which did not come through.
True.
And if you look at this series, I mean, it was very close. The Bruins were outplayed for a significant portion of that game. But when you get two power play goals, when it counts, I mean, if they could survive that game where they played so poorly,
and you'd have to figure, without McAvoy, and you have to figure Chara was far from 100% after the first period, and they still managed to give up only two goals. Now, there was some luck there. I mean, the Hurricanes hit a post, and then they should have scored shorthanded.
Yeah.
That they really should have scored shorthanded.
Well, that's on him. That's on the
guy. That's on – it's McKegg who had that? No, McKegg scored the goal. Who was the guy who missed
that
his
hit
wide
the
open net? Yeah. He was by himself. All he had to do was stuff it in.
I don't remember.
The ice might have had something to do with that.
Well, the ice, I don't understand how they can't get that ice right.
I don't know.
There's no Bruins. There's no nothing.
They asked some of the Bruins about it last night. They said the ice was okay.
I don't know. That puck was bouncing pretty good.
And I know they were talking about it. It sure didn't look that way. Maybe it was Tuca who said that he thought the ice was okay. But then again, Tuca's not the one skating on it and having to. That was a question that was brought up in postgame.
Yeah.
But think about this, though. If the ice is bad at the TD Garden, it's got to be awful in Carolina, right?
I don't know what the deal is.
I mean, seeing how warm it is?
I don't recall this ever being an issue.
No, this is the first year that I remember somebody bringing it up. And maybe it's been bad for a while, and the way they were talking on the broadcast last night is that it has been.
Well, you could see, like, Coyle had a puck that just came up and hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Chara, for the life of him, couldn't get control of any pucks. But none of that matters. The Bruins played probably about as bad as they're going to play in this series and still won.
Carolina, and you mentioned it, Fred, they were great for the majority. After the first 4 minutes, that first surge by the Bruins where it looked like they were going to win the game 7-0, Carolina took over. They were the best team for about 35 minutes there.
Yep.
They were first to every puck. They were everywhere for long periods of time, and Rask was great, and we mentioned the luck that the Bruins got also. And then you give up two power play goals and Carolina let the game get away from them. I think one thing we learned is that 6-day break didn't hurt Carolina at all. They didn't look rusty after that first 5 minutes. They got their game real quick. It took Columbus a full game and a half to get their game together. It wasn't like that last night. Carolina's going to be a real tough out in this series.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm still telling you that's as bad as Boston's going to play.
No, Bruins are a better team. Personnel-wise, talent-wise, the Bruins should win this series. All I'm saying, my original thought was the Bruins are going to run this team in five. I think it's going to take longer.
All right, I don't know why that you would necessarily think that, because, again, they're not going to play this bad again. They're going to get McAvoy back. Their power play was essentially unstoppable, and they won a game they had no right of winning. I mean, they won a game that they shouldn't have won. So, I mean, that doesn't make me think that anything negative. In fact, it's a net positive. Now, if they would have lost last night, you would have said, the crossbar thing, whatever, that just happens.
Sure.
But the missing a wide open net.
Yeah, that should have been a goal.
Like, I don't know if I could have done it because I can't skate. But if I had
if you were standing
on,
there, you would have been able to stuff it in. Yes.
If I had shoes on, I could get it in.
Yes.
So yeah, it was a
credit by the way to Krug and Carlo for helping to shut down the top line. I mean, Aho had a couple of flashes. He scored the first goal on the power play. I mean, that's just a blown assignment. But after that, Aho and Teravainen nowhere to be found. I mean, I thought the Bruins played real well. They shut down that top line, and I think Svechnikov's the third guy. They shut down that top line. They did a real good job on them, and to do it without McAvoy and a dinged-up Char is pretty good. But I just – the thing that sticks out in my mind is how good Carolina was, especially in the second period, and how quick they are. And no one – you didn't under – whoever previewed this series didn't undersell the team's speed. That's a very quick team.
Yeah, but they also dominated the second period and only came out with a one-goal lead.
I know, and they have Rask to thank for that, the Bruins do.
Yeah. And
all I'm saying, I didn't say Carolina would win the series. I said Carolina is a much better team than I thought they were.
Did you see the video that somebody sent me last night? I posted it on our Twitter account of when Kampfer ended up scoring that goal, he slides into the glass and, like, knocks
Oh, and knocked the guy over. Yeah, I saw that.
There was a dude standing right by the glass, and Camper goes up and smacks it, and the dude just flies back.
I did see that.
And it looks like he's got, like, popcorn or something in his hand, and just you see the stuff go flying
backwards. Yeah,
and it was great, because when NBC replayed it, it was in slow motion. Just like,
I guess some guy, when one of the times Hamilton was in the penalty box, came down there and was going ballistic, and the security had to move him.
Well, there was the one dude that was behind Brind'Amour on not the broadcast here in America, but it was the Canadian broadcast. And dude was double-fisting beers, and right behind his head was just like taking a chug of one, taking a chug of the other one, taking a chug of one. He was like Captain Kick-Ass.
Well, that's how you keep them cold.
That's right.
You can't commit to one beer.
Yeah, then you got one sitting there, and it's all hot on you.
Yeah, then especially at that place, apparently, where they can't keep the ice cold. But that was a surprise. I didn't think they were going to win that game after the second period, and then Hamilton crapped it away. Hamilton, just the way Hamilton looks, and then he with his glove, like making the talking gesture.
It's almost like he tried to play an overly physical game yesterday just to prove a point that, you see, I am tough.
He was never like that the entire time he was
here. And it got him in trouble.
All of a sudden, he's hitting guys with elbows and knocking people over in front of him. Where was this guy?
Because it's not his game.
And it's not going to last.
No. I think he's going to learn I can't do that. No. And I truly believe last night he was overcompensating because he was here in Boston.
Yeah. He's just such a dope. That dopey face.
I like when him and Chara kind of got into it.
Yeah.
But Chara's like, okay, I've been waiting for this for a while. I think Chara was asked about it afterwards. And he was just like, no respect to Dougie Hamilton.
No. Why would you? With that dopey face and dopey beard.
But keep making dumb mistakes like that, Dougie. I mean, that's exactly what it was. I'll show you who the tough guy is. Well, yeah. All right. Well, you're going to the penalty box. You don't quite know how to do this correctly.
All right, Rich. What do we have coming up?
All right, let's get to all the devils and details of last night's game, and it was a good one. And also the post, the locker room stuff. Fairly interesting from these guys, including Dougie Hamilton.
All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The experience.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. The real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
At 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, the Bruins hang up on the Hurricanes.
Marchand scraped it to the far point. Krug, high slot, Krejci. Left of the net, now Krug. Back up top for Krejci. Right circle, Marchand. One-timer, out in front. They score! Marcus Johansson, capped at the top of the crease, able to get the loose change and buries it.
Even without Charlie McAvoy, the Bruins pull off a 5-2 win over the Hurricanes in a game that was neck and neck until the third period, where the Bruins pushed around the Canes and ripped off 4 goals during that frame. But the evening started off with more proof that all the lines are firing as of late.
Faceoff won originally by Carolina, but it's poke checked by a charging Johansson with a far point. Now to the slot, Camper shoots, he scores!
And then dude with popcorn goes ass over tea kettle right there in front of the glass. Well, Camper scored, but it was Johansson that stole the puck from Justin Faulk at the blue line and fed Camper for the first goal. Then it was Johansson again who buried a Brad Marchand rebound in the third that tied the game. He finished with a goal, 2 points on the evening. That is 7 points in the last 8 games for Marcus Johansson. I would say that was a pretty decent acquisition.
Yeah, they both are.
Yep.
Yep.
By the way, this is from Bruin Stats. Carlo and Krug on the ice together, 10 minutes and 30 seconds, 60% Corsi, only 4 shots allowed. No goals scored.
Excellent. So, and by the way, Krug got a pretty nasty slew foot at the beginning of the game.
Yes, he did, and it was not called.
Nope. Yep. Not called on that one. But the best player for the Bruins on the ice last night may have been Dougie Hamilton. First, he earned both a roughing penalty and an interference penalty, which ended up leading to this.
Off the trough, Pesci motored it over to the far side, held in by the Bruins. Far corner, it's centered. Marchand centered, fired, they score! Patrice Bergeron took the dish into the slot and slapped it by Mrazek as he tried to square up on the shot. A power play goal for the Bruins. They now jump in front 3-2.
The crowd obviously loved having Dougie back because they were chanting his name for some reason. Maybe it was just a nice little homecoming
just
thing.
Again, he's such a dope. He's just so dopey looking.
That was funny.
Walking around with his dopey beard. He looks like a Muppet or something. Which one
Beaker.
Does he look like?
Beaker.
Beaker.
Yeah, Beaker. That's he's been called that before. Here.
Yes, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, by the way, that goal, DeBrusk, what a badass he was on that one. He was down on his stomach. He almost had his head taken off. I don't know how he stopped that pass, but then somehow he was able to feed. That was Marchand, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And who connected with, I mean, that was awesome. You want to talk about a guy that, you know, there were a couple plays last night where he just out-hustled the team. Dougie Hamilton won. There was one a near breakaway that he almost got because Dougie Hamilton was just looking over his shoulder, which is
by the way, amazing. I just saw Beer Guy.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Beer Guy's the best.
Yeah, he's really going at it.
Yeah, I mean, he's like left, right.
Because he seems to know when there's a chance that he's going to be on camera. And he's really taking to another level.
Or he just continues to do it the entire game. But he was right behind Brindamore. It doesn't look like it was his seat. It looked like he walked almost down.
Yeah, he's standing.
Behind him.
Yeah, because it's like a hot dog eating contest when you're doing that. You can't sit down.
Well, then to add insult to injury, after the Bruins had already scored, that empty netter was just kind of rolled in there. This happened.
Wagner's got it into the far circle, walks in. He scores! The Walpole native rushed down into the slot. Got Mrazek to open up and pumped it through the 5-hole. Bruins 5, Hurricanes 2.
Chris Wagner, man, not a bad night. He had 7 shots on net and 4 hits. He also drew that boarding penalty. Was it Stahl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Stahl, which led to, of course, Boston's first power
play. That was not a coin flip. That was legit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I thought he might get a major.
Yeah, I know. That was close.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that he didn't get a major.
Was that the play that a very mature Brad Marchand?
Oh, my God. Talk about a role reversal. Connor Clifton went over there and tried to get Stahl in a bear hug. By the way, Stahl's about 5 inches taller and about 30, 40 pounds heavier than Clifton. Clifton goes over there and tries to wrap him up and tries to give him the business, put him in a headlock or something. Marchand's like, nope. You got to be a little more mature, son. Pulled him away.
I think Cassie was even asked about that. And he goes, oh, looks like the roles have reversed.
We were in opposite world there for a while. Yeah,
I don't look for that to continue. No. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, shaking it, guys.
What's up, Mark?
Coming by the Bruins.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You knew that surge was coming by the Bruins because towards the end of the second period, they kind of flipped the switch with about 2 minutes left,
right?
And they kind of dominated. And then after that, when they came out in the third, there was no stopping. At that point, it looked like the Bruins could score anytime they want. But the real story here is that it's the goaltending matchups is completely, like, utterly advantaged Boston. I mean, I don't care who Carolina puts in the net, whether it's Mrazek or McElhinney. If Mrazek keeps playing like this, you're looking at a Conn Smythe winner. They were talking about that last night. And for me to say that, Rich, this guy deserves it right now. This guy deserves the Conn Smythe right now.
I have to be honest. This is strange. Mark from Medford for the first half of the season.
First, it's Marchand pulling a guy away, and then Mark from Medford calls in the backing of Rask. More to the point about Mrazek, how many of those goals were really his fault last night? That power play goal Johansson scored wasn't his fault.
No,
that one wasn't. The Bergeron one.
He's alone in the slot. It's a one-timer.
Yeah.
The coil one he got beat on. I mean, and the empty net one wasn't there for.
No, I'm talking about the Wagner one.
The Wagner one he got beat on.
Yep.
But the empty net one, Bergeron wasn't his fault. I mean, Mrazek really gave up one goal, two goals in that game. I think the goaltending matchup's a little closer than you think.
God, come on. I mean, like you said, Rask might be the best player in the playoffs.
He
right
is.
Now.
He is the best player in the playoffs.
Yeah, also, so I'll take my chances.
I just
with
am very surprised at how good a team Carolina is. Well, I thought the Bruins. Coming into last night's game, I thought the Bruins going to take care of this team, no problem. I really did. And give Carolina credit; they won Game 7 on the road in the first round, and then they ran through the Islanders. But I still thought that. And you look at it; you just look at it on paper. The Bruins have more talent, you know, depth wise. They have a better goaltender, better defenseman, and still Carolina was there.
But Carolina dominated the second half of the first period, and they dominated the second period, and they had one goal to show for it.
Yep.
And then they choked it away in the third. I didn't see anything out of Carolina where I was like, this team is anything. It's the worst team they've played this playoffs.
And by the way, one of those goals, you can't kill Rask for it because the dude got like steamrolled over. He got crushed.
Yeah.
It was a good goal, and I'm glad they didn't
challenge it. Good move, yeah.
But I mean, you can't put that on Rask.
I'm not putting anything on Rask. Nothing's getting put on Rask. I'm just saying, I don't know why you would come out of that game thinking that Carolina is any better than you thought they were.
As I said, after the first 4 or 5 minutes, Carolina, and this is going to get spun to, I think Carolina's going to win the series. I don't think Carolina's going to win the series. All I'm saying is it's closer than I thought it was going to be. That's all. Carolina's a better team than I thought they were going to be.
All right, well, they gave up the lead, and they allowed the special teams.
You get back-to-back power play goals. The game got away from them, and it looked... Was that a 5-2 game last night, or was it closer than that?
No, it was a 3-2 game last night.
Yeah, it was a closer game last night.
Fine.
Only my point.
But the thing is, subject
of my argument.
All right, well, my subject of my argument is that you withstood the storm, and then you're going to have your way on special teams. I mean, they scored twice in the third period. Not far away from each other, but not with a lot of time between, on two power plays. I mean, they're making them pay for mistakes. I don't know how you came out of that thinking Carolina was any better. It's playoff hockey. I mean, a 3-2 win is a 3-2 win.
Anything away from the Bruins. They played better. They won the game.
I don't understand your argument. I don't understand what you thought Carolina was going to do.
I thought Carolina would be a sweep or a 5-game series.
I don't know why you're...
Now I think they may win a couple of games in this series. That's all. I don't understand why you're very offended by this.
Because I don't...
I still think the Bruins are going to win the series.
Of all,
they're the better team.
I hate that entire region.
Okay, that's fair.
It's the most sensitive...
I got it.
Most sensitive... pieces of garbage that I've ever seen. So I'm a little invested in this a little bit more than I would be.
I understand. After all, you are national news.
Yeah. Because of the victimization of some old guy that who's a respected journalist. Yeah, right. He's a real war correspondent. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, fellas. I mean, I think we need to give Carolina a little more credit. I mean, I agree with you that I do think the Bruins are a better team, but they did go in and beat the defending champs and did it in 7 games in that house. And then the others were playing well. And
yeah, Columbus beat one of the best regular season teams in NHL history.
Yeah, I'd say that's more impressive. I mean,
that's more impressive. Yeah. They swept one of the best NHL teams in regular season teams in history. That's entirely more impressive. The number 8 seed coming in and sweeping the number 1 seed. I mean, come on. Listen, Boston might lose the next 4 games. I just didn't see anything last night that made me think that Carolina was anything special.
By the way, I just rewatched that Wagner goal. I mean, that's filthy. Just
yeah, from a fourth-line guy that had a tough time cracking the lineup for a while there.
I know. I mean,
wouldn't be in the lineup if Corrali was healthy.
He wouldn't be, but his number was called, and my God, just 5-hole. Absolutely embarrassed him.
Manny, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Manny?
Good. Listen, I agree with you guys. I think they were very lucky to win that game. They looked like they were playing poorly. And Chara, I mean, at some point he's going to be a liability on the ice because, I mean, maybe him getting that leg injury, that might have been, you know, one way to keep him off the ice for a little while. But I just had a question. Who is that guy singing the national anthem? What's his name, Angeli?
Yeah, Todd Angeli. Angeli, yeah.
Todd Angeli.
Yeah, Angeli. I'm all in with this guy. I like his energy. But, yeah, it was a good game. They were lucky to win it. I think the Bruins are going to win the series, but and they definitely will play better than they played last night. And hey, Fred, it's been a long time coming, but I got to say it, Sarge still sucks. You guys have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you. All right, Rich, we got the headlines coming up. What will we talk about?
All right, let's get to some locker room stuff. Not only Bruce Cassidy speaking, but we also get to hear from everyone's favorite Dougie Hamilton. And also, it was the exit interview time for the Boston Celtics.
All right, here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Kutcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This one is hot and sizzling.
DeBrusk fires it out to the neutral zone. Coyle gains the red line, banks it in. Backus digging away down low. Trying to strip McKinn of the puck. Oh, and then Backus got hammered by Dougie Hamilton as he was fighting for the puck.
Penalty.
And Hamilton takes another penalty. Backus gets back up. He's a little stung. Dougie Hamilton having a meltdown as it's touched by Fogle. Bruins going back to the power play. 14:31 left in the third. Bruins with a 3-2 lead.
Interference. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching right. How about Backus catching up in negating an icing?
I saw that. That was great. And by the way, you can't deny it. Team's 4-0 since they put Backus back in the lineup.
I was all for that.
That one sprint might have emptied the tank, though. That's what I thought of. Like, okay, he's done for about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, you can give him 8.5, 9 minutes a game. It's all right.
No, I'm just, he won the sprint. I'm like, all right, guys. All right, hand up.
But I was like, wait, is that Backus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you probably had to sit down and like ice up for a little while.
Oh, for sure. I'll be with you in a minute. I just need to rest up for a second.
Fatty McGee.
But you heard it right there. Dougie Hamilton, he got all tough last night and some just ended up making bad decisions. Once again, I think several of the penalties, or at least one of the penalties was questionable. The other one, you're going to call it because they were calling stuff like that before his penalty.
I guarantee it's because he's such a dope.
They just gave a penalty for being a dope.
Wouldn't you?
A stupid
like,
dope.
Like if it's something,
a penalty like
2-minute penalty because of his face.
If you were an official... And it was a 50-50 penalty. Is there anyone you'd rather give it to than Dougie Hamilton? There's no one. There's dirty. I'm not saying, like, he's not a dirty player, but I would prefer that.
Although
that
he acted like one last night.
Yeah, he'd be a real tough guy.
Well, here's Dougie Hamilton being asked about the penalties.
Doug, was part of the penalties undisciplined or was it unfortunate?
I don't think they're penalties, so neither.
Did you get an explanation for them?
No.
Is it harder to lose a game like this when you know, have that plus the lead going into the third?
Yeah, for sure. It stings. I think, obviously, we know we can be better, obviously, but it stings when you lose like that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should fine him for questioning the officials.
Well, listen, I think that's what you have to do at this point.
He deserves a fine.
Well, Zdeno Chara was asked about his little kind of in-your-face moment with Dougie Hamilton.
Dougie tries to get under your skin.
No, he didn't.
How do you gun against when the player's trying to do that?
He didn't.
That to me says, I'll see you on Sunday.
No, he didn't.
He's
trying to get your skin.
He didn't.
Keep your head up on Sunday is what that
means.
That's
like when Ward said that they were on the bus trying to watch the fight and Chiarelli said no. Not Chiarelli. When Julian said no and he was like, don't watch it. And just
the boys are mine tonight.
He goes, no, but the best part of that, when he just goes, no.
Okay.
And Julian like sat down. The boys are mine tonight.
Okay, I need a mic. If you don't mind, can you email some of our friends? I need a high quality version of that clip right there. There's got to be somebody. I mean, because that might be.
I probably has
He might. That might be my favorite soundbite so far of the playoffs.
They don't like him.
Who?
Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, it sounds like it.
No. I know. They legitimately do not like him. He was a complete prick while he was here. That team does not like him. There is not anyone on that team
that is was sad to see him go.
Let me hear that one more time.
Dougie tries to get under your skin.
No, he didn't.
How do you gun against when the player's trying to do that?
He didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't bust win. He didn't.
I mean,
all the power of the realm of ice belong to Zdeno.
I think that's "Are you effing kidding me?" in angry Russian.
I have two broken
or Czech or angry Czech. I played the Russian music. It's all right. You're good.
No. I have two broken feet. I play with broke. I revel in pain. Dougie Hamilton. Goofy red beard.
Oh, that's just phenomenal.
Must destroy redhead.
So here's Bruce Cassidy, speaking of the defensive players here, talking about what life was like yesterday without McAvoy.
Well, I thought we were pretty good. I think we had the analytics will dictate it, I guess. And I thought we might have had a slight edge in general. I don't remember them making a lot of plays that line. I know there was a stretch in the third there. I want to say, five, six, 4 minutes, something like that. They had some pressure on us. They might have had an off-net chance. And then one from the slot obviously scored the goal. They got open. But I thought they did a very good job on it.
And
one thing I will say, pardon me, is that Aho guy, I thought was just like in the first period.
Oh my god! Yeah, I mean,
he always kills the Bruins. I mean, whenever he plays, he is a real pain in the ass. He's not Vanek like yet, but he's there.
Vanek was weird because Vanek
didn't score against anybody else, but always scored. No, Aho's a good player. Aho's a 30-goal scorer.
No, I know that.
He really lights it up against the Bruins.
But he looked unbelievable in the beginning of that game, and then you got to credit Carlo and Krug. Because they shut him down after that.
Yeah, you had the one quick goal, as I said, the blown assignment. And then did you see the tip attempt from 3 feet wide of the net?
That was.
I don't know if that was skill or luck by Rask. He stopped it, but.
It was luck.
Kid is a big-time talent.
And he had that in the Bruins zone. He had that, dipsy do play.
Yeah. No, he's going to be a pain. He's going to be tough to deal with.
He's the only guy on that team that really stood out to me. The only offensive talent that really stood out to me.
Well, the TNR bump might be over for Jake DeBrusk. It was a regular season thing, apparently. But I do believe he has a new good luck charm, and that is that hat. Have you seen it the last several games? He's wearing the Fargo-esque wool hat, the one that kind of comes over the ears. Looks like Marge Gunderson from Fargo would wear it. He's been wearing that in the post game and afterwards. He was asked about that ridiculous goal where he almost got his head taken off.
Yeah, the puck was bouncing too, so I kind of tried to sauce it, to be honest with you, but it was just meant to be. If I tried that again, it wouldn't happen, and I think it actually deflected off their defenseman's stick too. It went right to Marshy, and he gives it to Berge, and Berge usually puts that shelf, and I don't think he gets full wood on it, and it goes in the net. I think that's just playoff hockey too, and it was big time to score that goal for them, and it was awesome to be a part of it.
Now, is it me, or were they blocking more shots yesterday?
They were blocking more shots yesterday, especially on the penalty kill.
Yeah, because I haven't really looked at the statistics yet, but it certainly seems so. I know there was one power penalty kill where they blocked 3 shots. So they're putting it on the line, baby.
Yep. So Bruce Cassidy kind of holds your opinion, John Wallach, about that second period, saying that got a little scared there.
No, I'm not dumb. They played like crap in
11,
the second
11 block shots by the Bruins yesterday.
That's impressive.
Wow.
No, I'm not defending the Bruins play in the second period.
Blocked shots and one broken ankle, probably.
Yes.
No, he'll play on it. Don't worry about it.
No, he's playing on Sunday. If only to get back at Dougie Hamilton, he's playing on Sunday.
No tape. The feeling of bone on bone makes Chara alive! Do not care, foot snap off. I play on nub. Put the nub in the skate. I play tilted sideways. I'm like a gang member on skates.
Is foot still in the boot? Is foot still in the skate?
Leave the foot in the locker room. I play on nub.
All right.
So here's Cassidy talking about that second period, which pretty much sucked.
We're not real happy about our second period. It's been a bit of an issue for us. So, the guys, they know they got to dig in. It's just the way it is. And it's not magical. It's usually you got to outwill the guy on the puck. Like, you take their second goal. We lost 4 puck battles continuously on the way up the ice. They won 4, let's put it that way. So we had to do more of that. We did. And on those goals, we won some pucks.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. It was a good win last night, despite John Wallach thinking that the Canes are going to win the next 4 in a row. He said it right here.
You see, you say that, over. And then I'm going to get crap for it.
That's why I say it. So
well, yeah, people believe it. You got to stick by it. I mean, it's it's not your job to be a homer,
right?
That's right. What are you? What are you? A black and gold teamer? What's the term?
There is no one for the Bruins. No. All right, we will be right back, Rich. What will we discuss?
All right, let's get to some of the exit interviews for your Boston Celtics.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
Are you ready for this? We're ready for this. Are you ready for this? We're ready for this. Where we just can't miss.
We just can't miss.
Where we just can't miss.
With a beat like this.
It's the joint.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985. Chris, go ahead.
Okay, I ran into Wallach at a pep talk center at Athletic World last week.
Athletic World.
Yeah, if you don't remember, Wallach was referring to something in the athletic world, and it was just a land of...
athletics, I think I said.
Athletics world. And it was a footloose and fancy-free...
Yes, indeed.
Air, like, you know in cartoons when they, like, they're having sex and then they're, like, riding on clouds and stuff?
did he say the pep talk center at Athletics World?
Yes, he did.
Well,
he did.
That's, I mean, I need a Photoshop of John right in the middle of the pep talk center.
He's just got his arms outstretched and he's just doing circles. Signed baseballs are everywhere.
Stratomatic.
A baseball encyclopedia hits him in the face. Pulled out to the... Daryl Evans page.
Dwight.
Dwight Evans page. Daryl Evans.
Daryl's okay. Some tiger, I believe, right?
Daryl Evans. He had a couple
Dwight.
Good years.
He had,
Yeah, Dwight Evans tear into his page.
Yeah. I think me and Rochi would be the mayors of the Pep Talk Center.
Well, I think that Rochi lives there.
Yes. The athletics world.
I'll tell you what, Rochi got a kick out of being in the White House. He took the pictures of the dumbest things. He's like, this guy looks like Zolak. And then, hey, banned.
Oh well, No.
You missed the last time he was at the White House. He took a picture of Obama's two dogs. I'm telling you, it was much worse.
No, it's not. He's out there. Do you follow him on Instagram?
Not on Instagram, no.
You're at the White House. He took a picture of like people playing music and a guy that looks like Zolak.
He did have the mandatory photo behind the podium.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he said, I was president, I'd make every day opening day.
No, he said he would make opening day a national holiday.
Okay.
That's what he said.
All right. He did say one thing, however, which is a real disappointment. He put, I can inform you that the Red Sox did not eat at the White House today. There were not many, many French fries.
So they didn't even feed them?
They didn't even, well, I have a feeling there might be a reason we know why they didn't feed them.
Many, many French fries.
Because you're not going to feed these billionaires fast food. And also, it would look really bad if this was the first time you rolled out the silverware when it was a mostly white team that showed up.
Now, were there any minorities that went?
Yes.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers.
There were in the photo, yes.
Okay.
Although it was not a star that I can identify.
No, in the third row, Carlos Feblis, who was, the first base coach or the third base coach, was there. He was standing in the third row. But, you know, there weren't many. There weren't many.
Many, many French fries.
I mean, just tons of French fries.
Many, many French fries.
And the best part of it is...
unquantifiable. You can't even... You knew there was 300 hamburgers, but French fries?
It was fantastic, too, because in the press release that the White House put out, they congratulated the Red Sox, S-O-C-K-S, And once they fixed that, when everyone was like, dude, you don't even know how to spell the name of the team, they released another press release. However, they called the Red Sox the World Cup Series champions.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've obviously, that's a low-level intern.
Seriously, minor details. Don't sweat the details.
Let's put it this way. I would guarantee you the person that did that is not getting paid. I mean, that's just some kid that probably took 10 seconds on their phone putting something up.
That's not probably a good person to have working then, issuing official statements for the White House. And we're not getting paid.
And this wasn't exactly the, you know, the trade deal with China. I mean, I think they just said, hey, team's coming.
Do you think Trump was upset that he wasn't once and again able to surround himself with all that great fast food he loves so much?
He was so proud.
He was so proud.
That's him with the fast food.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Rolling around in many, many French fries.
Yeah, that's him in Burgerland.
Many, many French fries.
Just hopping on cheeseburgers.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers.
Burgers?
Burgers? It's burgers, is what they said. So yesterday was...
I think we got our first prank.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. We got an ne'er-do-well on the line?
Mark?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing this morning, Tisha and Rich?
Oh, yeah. Something tells me you're in a prank-a-rooney us. Give us the yucks. Let's hear
Mark,
the...
Mark, come on. Give us the what for.
What do you got there, Mark?
Hey, I just got to tell about that flagrant foul in hockey last night.
Oh, you're calling us with a southern accent because it drives us batty.
That's right. I can't get no more country than me. How y'all doing?
Yow!
All right. So you want to talk about a flagrant foul that doesn't exist, but go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know how that was a flagrant. I mean, the guy just ran into him. You know, like, it was almost like a football play or something last night. Just took his legs out, took his whole back out, everything.
Yeah.
And they didn't call anything last night.
You kind of ran out of material after the hello, didn't you?
I don't what was the deal?
I don't know. I don't even know what to
do. If that's the level of prankery we're going to get?
Okay, so the things that I've heard is that apparently people are going to call us with southern accents this morning because it gives us the what for.
Well, they're really
this is what they've organized in Raleigh. This is the best they can do.
Well, listen, if you call in with a southern accent, you're going right in.
Okay. We're putting you on.
All right.
We're putting you right on.
Right. Because, I'm not above a good prank.
I need some yucks this morning.
I'm not above a good prank.
Maybe Frankie Prankeroonie should call them back later today.
I'll tell you what.
Frankie Prankster?
That's the kind of great minds in Raleigh. Is that they're going to call up with southern accents?
Is this what I think it is? that's the Frankie Prankster theme. We haven't done Frankie Prankeroonie in a while.
I mean, the deluge of phone calls we're getting. So disruptive. So disruptive. How will we possibly do our show with these hicks calling? I have no idea. It's going to be impossible. Oh, you got us. Oh, you clever bastards. I should have known better than deal with you. Hey, everybody. Listen, we went into a deprivation chamber and took mushrooms and came up with the wildest idea. We're going to call you. And I don't even know what the hell the guy was talking about.
He didn't quite plan it out.
Huh?
He didn't quite plan it out. He was like, I'm going to say, hey, y'all, and then their heads are going to explode like the movie Scanners.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
Steam out of the ears.
But, I mean, look out. These guys are primed for a major market. I mean, this is when you... This is when you know that, like... You always got to keep up. You got to keep trying because when you got these Howard Sterns sitting out there waiting in the wings, you know the pressure's on. All right, do we have the radio thing, or do you want to do something else?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, the radio stations in Raleigh are planning big prank roonies.
Okay. There's a what for coming our way.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a tough show to get through. All right, there'll be no commercials here just now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.